Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. I'm a team filling in for Kasim today. And our guest today is Patrick. So Patrick, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, well, I live here in Caddo Mills, Texas, which is east of Dallas out here in the country. And I'm the CEO and founder of Lyria, which is a luxury fashion marketplace that uses Web3 technology to transform the landscape of luxury and fashion e-commerce.
How did you get the idea for Lyria?
You know, it started because I wanted to start a luxury hoodie brand. I love hoodies. And, you know, I was thinking maybe I'd do some cool luxury style hoodies, make a little bit of extra money, you know, on the side. And I think during the branding process and kind of getting that fleshed out, we decided, well, hey, why don't we offer some NFTs with our products? Started doing a little bit more research. And as we got further along in the process, we realized there's a large gap in the market for NFTs and for physical products on the blockchain. We realized we couldn't do it the way that we wanted to do it. And so it occurred to us, well, that's the business. It's not the hoodies, you know, it's providing the technology. And myself and my CTO who have, you know, a long history and background in IT and web development and all that, you know, we said, well, hey, why don't we do this? And took off from there. So
awesome. So what was that process like, having this concept in your mind of saying, okay, I want to kind of pivot, focus more on NFTs, to actually building it out and doing what you're doing today?
It's kind of just a step-by-step process. You kind of just put one foot in front of the other. And a lot of it is discovery. I think people, and even myself before I got far into this, you just kind of play the game and put one foot in front of the other. So with the hoodies, you know, it was, well, I want to start this hoodie brand. What does that look like? You know, start making phone calls, start, you know, talking to manufacturing houses. What is distribution going to look like? What is, you know, you put one foot in front of the other. And, you know, when it came to this business, it was, okay, what is the technology going to look like? Is the technology there to sustain our idea? And as you go along, you meet new people and you just kind of fall into it over a period of time. And it's quite amazing how much changes in a year. So
awesome. So what makes you better than your competition?
Well, our competition, the current solutions that are available, and this was the issue that we ran into and why this all came about, was otherwise we'd just be a luxury hoodie company right now. But the problem is that when these physical items are purchased and redeemed, the token is burned and destroyed either partially or in most cases fully. And the whole purpose of the blockchain is to be immutable. The whole purpose is all of the history, all of the data that goes along with the token. It's what tells you that this product is authentic. It's what gives it special value. And any other features that can be written into the smart contract or whatever it is, all of that goes away when you redeem the item. It's kind of like using the blockchain as a glorified online store, and you're not taking advantage of the full utility of the blockchain. So with Lyria, we don't burn tokens, We keep all of the data, all of the history. The tokens never go away, even after the loss or destruction of the physical item. So that's what makes us unique. That's what makes the blockchain unique. And I think more than our uniqueness, it's the fact that we're utilizing the blockchain the way that it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and that's great. So you mentioned you are facing the problems when you go around, when you have facing one problem at a time. So I'm asking, what problems are you currently facing right now with the technology?
With the technology, I think the biggest hurdle that we have to get through is a manpower hurdle rather than a technological issue. Like I said, the technology is there. Some of this stuff is proprietary that we're building ourselves, but a lot of it is existing technology that just needs to be utilized in the right way. I think the biggest hurdle is we're expanding our team because we need more developers. We need more people that are on the project that are taking care of whether it's UI, UX or blockchain or front end web development. Those are the issues that I think are chief in the technology department. So
Awesome. So what is the role of artificial intelligence or machine learning in your business?
We utilize some artificial intelligence in terms of productivity and workflow and things like that. I myself, was at ground zero when, DALL-E came out and Midjourney, Stable Diffusion, all of these things. And we've found ways to speed up certain processes, but in terms of the product itself, I think it remains to be seen how we will use machine learning. I think a big part of this is customer retention and analytics. That's part of the power of the blockchain, is that when you keep an item on the blockchain, you can track an item on the blockchain. And when you can track an item, especially a physical product, and you can see the transactions and you can see the ebbs and flows, that is transparency that companies could only dream of 5, 10 years ago, or even 2 or 3 years ago. And I think machine learning and AI has applications there that we're looking into. As far as the main product, it's not a big piece, I think, yet. And we'll see how that comes about in the future. So,
In terms of marketing and getting the word out, what does that look like for you so far?
we've done some organic marketing on the on social media. We decided, I think, that it has to be organic, a mix between organic growth and paid and the big focus is brand partnerships. So we realize that the blockchain especially is going to be heavily scrutinized. We want people to be a part of the development of this. So starting from the ground up with organic growth on social media, building connections, even just personal and business connections like yourself, and as well as building partnerships within these luxury brands. I think the benefit of where we're at as a marketplace is that as we show the value that this is going to create for these brands, some of that marketing is going to be done for us. So we're excited about that certainly, but we also are deep in the Web3 and the crypto community, and want to bring in the culture, and want to bring in kind of the people on the ground who are scrutinizing this and can help us.
Awesome. So, like, if a brand is watching this right now, can you talk more about that value? How are you going to help a certain brand, like in the luxury space?
Absolutely. So imagine that you could make 5% every time Louis Vuitton sold an item, or Gucci, or Nike. Nike, for example, made they did $800 billion in volume on their on a single project and made $40 million in royalties over the course of that project being live on OpenSea. They don't make royalties on the products anymore because those products have been taken off the blockchain. They've been redeemed. People have them. With our technology, you will be able to earn royalties forever on your products. And that means on the secondary market as well. So consumer to consumer transactions, you'll be able to provide instant verification of authenticity where customers, as well as yourself, can go and see the history of an item all the way back to its creation and who owns it now, the history of the product, if it's damaged, if it's ever been repaired. All of those things are in the token itself and never go away. So completely eliminating counterfeiting, which fashion brands lose $50 billion to counterfeiting every year. So we're taking our $50 billion back. We're generating massive royalties. And I'll say this other piece. Companies have been investing in, especially top luxury brands have been investing in Web3, in the metaverse, in blockchain for a reason. And you might say, you know, why would Gucci care about building a metaverse? They care about building a metaverse because they want to engage their customers in a deeper and more meaningful way. They want to provide an experience that is going to create customer retention, of course, and bring them back, but is going to make people excited about shopping with Gucci or wearing Gucci or Louis or Nike or name any luxury brand. Most of them are investing in Web3 for that purpose. What we are doing is saying, look, do your metaverse, do your blockchain Web3 stuff that you want to do, but we are going to allow you to focus on what matters most and what you do best, which is your product. Your customers, they go to your store because they want to wear Gucci. We can do the virtual fashion and the virtual clothes and the Fortnite stuff all day long, and there's a market for that. It's, you know, it's a $300 million market. It's growing at 94% year over year. You know, it's growing very rapidly. You make billions of dollars a year. The luxury fashion industry is a $350 billion market every year because people want to wear physical fashion. So we're allowing you to focus on your collections, focus on your products, and let us do the groundwork that will allow you to profit off of those items for the rest of eternity, guarantee authenticity to your customers, and provide value, whether it's you know, attached to the item, whether it is tickets to VIP events, both digital or physical, or it's entrance into the metaverse if you buy a certain product. They're already doing all of these things. The key is that there is no infrastructure for those physical items yet, and that's what we're providing.
Awesome. So they're just going to be directly for the brands or like, you know, third-party sellers, you know, sort of an eBay. If somebody has a business selling Rolex or certain watches or certain fashion items, could they sell them on your platform as well?
So we want to start with the brands. The secondary market is closely is a part of the Liria ecosystem. So when you purchase an item, you'll be able to resell it on our platform, you know, at any time. As it pertains to third-party resellers and collectors, we absolutely want to bring them on. It's going to be a little bit of a different process and a little bit, you know, with a little bit more scrutiny. And the reason being is because we guarantee that every item listed on our marketplace is 100% authentic and 100% accounted for. And we're going to absolutely do everything that we need to do to make sure that that is reality. So some of it comes down to, you know, supply chain capabilities. And, you know, we're not going to let just anybody come on. You can go to OpenSea, You can go to Magic Eden. You can go to some of these other, blockchain marketplaces. Use their APIs. Do whatever you want to do. Create your own system if that's what you want. But we have to maintain that level of scrutiny for the customers, for the brands, of course. But it's for the customers. It's because if you are going to buy something for $5,000, if you're going to buy a Rolex watch for $50,000, then you might want to know whether or not it's real, it's authentic or not. And right now, it's even for the companies that are the most careful and have the best authenticators, they still mess up. They still get it wrong. And people still get hurt in that process. And that's a big piece that we're eliminating is that doubt that you'll never have to worry again.
You're saying that those third party, if somebody's like a verified Rolex reseller, that could be okay one day, but you really want to vet these people and make sure that they're legit, that everything that they're saying checks out, that they have a good reputation. Yeah, obviously, I mean, to your point, you can't 100% gear. I mean, you definitely want 100% guarantee, but it's like anything can slip through the cracks. Like I used to sell autographs. I saw Beckett would like authenticate, fake autographs. So it's like it happens. They're a very reputable company, but it does happen. So it's just kind of
Yes.
minimizing those things from happening.
Yes, and from a collector, I'm a collector myself, actually. I've got some old. I've got a 1600 year old sword over there, that is my prized collection, and I take that very seriously. The big key to why this is, why there's a gap between doing this for luxury brands or doing this for manufacturers versus doing it for third-party resellers or collectors, is that when an item is created, we can instantiate it on the blockchain. Whereas existing items, they become a little bit harder to authenticate after the fact. So we will have that feature, we will have that capability. And we absolutely invite any third parties, any collectors to approach us and to inquire. But when you start with the manufacturer, when the item is created, there is no question. And for the next 10, 15, 20 years, there will absolutely be no question, because that digital token, that digital certificate of ownership, will always be there. So we're excited. We're excited because it really is going to change the landscape of not just luxury fashion, but it's going to destroy the counterfeiting industry. So we're going to have some targets on our back, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's good to know. So, what are your top priorities for next 3 to 6 months?
The next 3 to 6 months, we're currently in the final stages of our Series A funding. So we're closing out that round pretty soon. I would say in the next 8 to 12 weeks. I think on a longer timeline, maybe from the 3 to 6 month period, it's going to be hiring a lot more people. So if anybody's interested, if anybody's excited about this project, and they want to come aboard, or they want to learn more, you can visit us on our website at Liria.io, or you can talk to me on LinkedIn. And that's the short term, and it's going to be moving very rapidly. So
Awesome. So what is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
I think don't be a perfectionist, and I think that's a big reason why I have come as far as I have in my career and in my life. But I think that it's something that has hindered the speed at which I can execute. So I'll get caught up in something like creating a design or something like that, or a prototype for a certain page or something. And I'll spend, I mean, our pitch deck, I spent hundreds of hours building our pitch deck. And some of that was getting content. A lot of that was no, I don't want to do this design. I want to do a different design. I want to do this and I want to do that and I want to do this, and not being okay with it being less than exceptional. So I would say if I were to tell myself a year ago, give myself a piece of advice, it would be take action quickly. And it doesn't have to be perfect. You can always go back and change it later if something's not right. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just get it out there, and I think that would solve a lot of problems. So.
Makes sense. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for your business?
In a year, we'll be preparing for the release of our marketplace. So as we close out our Series A and bring developers on, it's going to be a very tight timeline. We are going to be deeply involved in the enterprise and customer success phase of this, which is the integration of our technology with our brand partners and making sure that they have what they need to be successful. Excuse me. I'm a professional consultant by trade, and dealing with enterprise companies and bringing these solutions to success is a passion of mine. I know it sounds weird, but you never really realize what you're good at until you start doing it. And I love doing it. I love the integration process. I love helping these companies be successful and fixing problems and turning those frowns upside down. And when you tackle those issues, I mean, so that's what we're going to be right in the middle of in a year from now. And we're excited. So we're excited with the brands that we're currently in talks with, and we think that this is going to be one of the best innovations in blockchain and in e-commerce and in quite a long time. So
That's awesome. And we're excited too. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing the best way to get in contact with you and your website?
yeah, absolutely. So you can email me directly at patrick@lyria.io, LYRIA.io. You can also visit our website, and on there you can request an invitation to the actual marketplace. So we are going to be choosing people from that list and reaching out to them to get people signed up for the release of our marketplace. You can always find me on LinkedIn as well. Send me a message on there. My name is Patrick Timothy Dalrymple on LinkedIn. Yeah, so I'm not hard to find. I'm not hiding anywhere. Just reach out, and I would love to get to know you. So.
Awesome. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for your time today. We're rooting for you and wishing you the best of luck.
Thanks, y'all. Appreciate your time.
Thanks. All
Okay,
right.
man, I'm
Bye.
gonna sign up.
Yeah,
We'll
go
sign.
right ahead.
Yeah, we'll sign up too. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, y'all. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. All right. Bye.